We have really been enjoying our time. Dr. DeGrasse here again. This section is talking about internalized messages. So please scroll down to the fourth slide. Now, we know that media has a very, very influential role in how individuals acquire knowledge and how they internalize knowledge and how they use that to look at their own lives. Sometimes this can be very helpful. There are many who say, you know what, all television is bad and TV is you know, not wonderful and we should just, you know, can it all together. But I don't believe that either. I know of individuals who have learned languages with television, who have learned awesome things about other cultures with television. And personally, I love documentaries, really good ones that kind of get you thinking and get you thinking in a different perspective. These are all wonderful to consider. So messages, when they are positive and powerful, they can be very useful in helping someone acquire the tools that they need to move forward. And I do recommend, you know, try to find a balance with the type of media you engage in. Try to make sure that it's, you know, that what's blaring out of your television, you know, is not more violence and rage as it is influential in the sense that it's offering you good information, factual data, whether it's a science show or it's a documentary about another culture, etc. But just take time to think about, well, what kind of media do I watch and what kind of media influences me? Now, I'm someone, I love a good drama, I love a good comedy, but I don't think I want to watch rageful movies all day long. Okay, we know that studies have proven that what you watch really does internalize within you. So we can think about the external media messages. And I have found that working with young adults, external media messages really tend to kind of delve into a young person in a deeper manner and even help to influence their self-concept. So, for example, we know that when we look at young teens, we might say, my goodness, why are they wearing that outfit? Or, you know, who told them to do this and that? I mean, I've been teaching them at home, but I'm noticing that there's something more influencing them. Honestly, they're just portraying exactly what they have seen, or if they want to grow up or they want to know what it's like to be 21. You know, they're watching videos that are a little above their age. But at the same time, these are messages that they are using to figure out, am I okay? Am I acceptable? Am I lovable? And we say, oh, that's terrible. We shouldn't allow that. But you know what? Media messages are very powerful. And so whether we've taken on those messages from childhood and have seen them grow into our adulthood, we can become more cognizant of what we allow to what we take in, which is whether or not we allow an image of, you know, this supermodel who's only, you know, 120 pounds and you might be 160 pounds, but every time you eat lunch and you watch your favorite show, your eyes can't help but to gaze at this supermodel coming down the runway and you keep comparing yourself to that person. Well, you know what? Realistically, the average woman probably wears a size 8. And honestly, just in our daily lives, it's impossible to look like a supermodel every minute and moment of the day. I mean, come on, we'd have to do our hair every second. We'd have to keep applying makeup. We would have to, you know, make sure our attire was nicely fitted. And just every single day, every moment, every minute, oh, that's a lot. And I have found that many men find their spouses to be most attractive in their natural state, just being who you are. So we have to balance how we see ourselves when we look at these varying commercials and when we hear messages. Also, we can internalize messages from childhood. So we can look at the psychology of childhood development and understand the way that children are influenced by the messages that they receive about who they are or how they are. And so it's really vital that we just go back and say, wow, when I was a child, I had a great time because of this. or when I was a child, I did not have a great time because of that. And whatever those messages were, over time, they build into either anger, resentment, bitterness, rage, depression, or they turn into kind of a positive self-concept, someone who feels that they can achieve new tasks, and someone who does have an overall balanced self of confidence. Sometimes we're somewhere in between where, you know, it's been both external and internal messages. So take a moment, jot down in your journal where you are at, and think about how the messages you received influenced you today.